people sometimes stir up a little mischief on Halloween, so so be aware and alert.
Okay.
And never leave your drink alone when you head to the dance floor. That's true.
Okay, but that's not mischief. That's roofing somebody.
Yeah, that's crime. Yeah.
Like, that's not mischief.
Yeah.
It's not like you go away, you come back. It's like someone put a spider on your. He's like, no, someone put Rohypnol in your drink.
Yeah.
And stuck the tip in it. Get out of there. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name's Jaquetta Sotmari, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
All right, everybody, it's Hey Boo Know It
yes.
6.
Hey, Boo, no, it's 6.
Yes, this is all tales from Dirt Campfire all the time.
Yes.
So, Katie, you want to kick off with some scary tales?
I
should say what it is. So, Tales from Dirt Campfire is a segment, and right now it's the entire damn show.
Basically.
Where we give tales from the internet of fake lore, folklore, ghost stories, myths, the paranormal.
Scary stuff.
Scary stuff, haunted stuff, all kinds of crazy stuff, urban legends, and we retell them here around the digital campfire. So,
gather around, listeners.
Yep, and bring something with you, because you're going to be staying gathered the entire time.
Yes.
Don't ungather. Bring something with you. All right. So, okay, do you want to kick off with a scary tale?
I sure do. Okay. This is from the paranormal category, non-human entity.
Okay.
Get ready, everybody.
Get ready.
I have seen the devil, I think.
Okay. I voted for him like 12 years ago for office.
It's going to sound strange, I know, but this really happened to me. When I was young, about 10 years old, I was with my grandmother driving around town looking for some Halloween costume and was having a problem locating a store with anything worth a damn.
Oh, wow.
At 10.
At 10.
Grandma.
She's a distinguishing customer. You call this Thor.
Finally, we settled for a local Kmart store.
What? Not so discriminating.
Right. We bought my costume and we're heading home. Then my grandmother said that she was going to stop for a pizza at the local Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Pizza Hut. For pizza that
make
people,
it a great.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That was cool with me. I was starving.
I was 10. I didn't know that there was other pizza. There was better pizza out there at non-chain stores.
Yeah. So we pulled into the parking lot of the Pizza Hut. My grandma told me to wait here and not get out of the car because it was dark.
Where do they live? That it's not okay to get out of the car, but it's okay to leave the kid in the car
because it's dark.
Just keep the windows locked and up.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Back then, everyone was left in the car, I guess.
Now I'm trying to think back. Were we left in the car? Probably.
Yeah, I was left in the car.
Yeah.
My siblings and I were left in the car. My mom would do. She went someplace for some, whatever it was. It was like a work thing.
It was like a party or something?
No.
Because I have a good story about that as well.
Yeah, it was something. She had to pick up some documents or whatever. It was going to be about 45 minutes.
Okay.
We couldn't be in there with her.
Because you were kids.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Back in the day, if you were kids, nobody was interested.
Right.
That's why you stayed in the car.
Everyone stayed in the car.
Yeah.
She gave us a loaf of sourdough bread and Havarti cheese.
To make it work.
Yeah, she's like, just eat this.
It's only 45 minutes. Were you guys ravenous? Like, really, that's not at the beginning of, like, a grim fairy tale.
Yeah.
We had some Havarti, some sourdough, and that was it.
We were
in the car.
And when we looked back out the window, it was dark, and we were in the woods.
Yeah. With cheese.
Yeah. Okay, so here we are. This person's left in the car. So, in she went. I was okay just listening to the radio, and something caught my attention just to the right behind the Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
The area was wooded and dark, just as it is to this day, but all but the strange red glow inside the cove of trees. I was now taken in by this bright flickering light and watched in amazement as the light took on the form of flames, sparks, and finally took on a human form.
And she stayed in the car?
From watching from the car, like, ooh.
They start honking the horn, trying to figure out how to drive.
Yeah, right.
Can I hotwire a car? I don't know. Let me try.
Well, almost human. It looked more like electricity, lightning. And it started to dance and jump around in some sort of super fast, unnatural way.
Like the Macarena? Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
That or the Lambada.
Yes.
The Forbidden
the
Dance.
The Forbidden Dance.
It looked like a very thin red creature, the devil. This will sound
and
corny.
The devil works out. Spells.
Really?
Yeah.
This, yeah, you notice there's no, like, chunky devils?
No, not really.
They're slim, like, very slender, or they're muscular.
Because they often don't wear a shirt.
Yeah.
You know?
This, but you'd think if you were a devil, you're not interested in you know.
But you got to get the ladies and the gentlemen, you know?
This will sound corny, but I swear it looked just like that damn Underwood devil, ham devil.
Oh, that's hilarious. I never thought about that. Yeah, deviled ham.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
You know, the one in the can, this was real. Suddenly the thing was at my window just looking at me as if to say, I know
canned
you see me.
Canned ham. I know, anyway. So it was at the door.
Yeah, and it, just looking at me as if to say, I know you see me and I see you. Mm. Man, I crawled over the seat into the back, carrying on the floorboard until my grandma came out and had to calm me down.
She was probably like, why'd I leave this child She's out here? Like, I just went in to get a pizza. Are you kidding me?
It took her a while, but she finally got through to me and I came around. Then we went home. I told her what happened to me, but she got mad and told me I should not speak of such things.
Ooh. That's right. This is, yeah.
Yeah, this is Texas.
Yeah.
By the way. But I tell you, I was not a troubled kid with a big imagination or crazy. This just happened to me. Just something I was meant to see. This goes a lot further as I got older. I'm now 40 years old, and it still freaks me out, but it feels good to finally tell someone else about it. Thanks for your time. Oh, yeah, the Pizza Hut is still there.
Making it great.
As is the wooded area behind it. So if you ever want to go take a look, maybe you'll get lucky and have a show put on for you.
Really?
40-year-old person telling people this.
She's literally telling people to go at night behind the Pizza Hut and see if a show was put on for you.
Person signed their full name and where they lived.
Wow. And
Thank you for your time.
Is the location of the Pizza Hut there?
Oh,
I'm trying to see a show of a hot deviled ham. Or whatever it is.
And then the comments. I disagree with others, but it doesn't sound like any sort of clown I've ever seen.
Who said it was a clown? Was that even mentioned? The word clown didn't even come up as a verb.
Yeah, you sound bright enough to know the difference between colored ectoplasm taking shape and someone in a costume.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Is that ectoplasmic, though? She said it was like flames. In my mind, yeah. Ectoplasm is slimy and this point, at least it's not moving upward.
Right.
You know, it's kind of running downward.
Right. No, it can go up in the air, too.
But is it spiky, ectoplasm?
No, it's not spiky.
I rest my case. Good day. I said good day.
This one says, Misty, I have great doubts that the devil looks like that, horns with a red face. It's more the result of creativity, imagination, than of reality. You can prove me wrong.
How? Meet me behind a Pizza Hut, B. You.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
That was a great tale.
Thank you.
So I have here, I'm doing crossover. This is Hey Boo Know It, Advice on Advice.
Oh,
Advice on Advice is a segment that we do. We find paranormal advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we try to improve upon it by giving our paranormal advice on advice, hence hashtag paranormal advice on paranormal advice.
All right.
It says, this is from Diamond Sky. Hey, I have lived in my house for 5 years. It was a brand new house built on family land. I've had some strange, maybe paranormal experiences throughout my life, but nothing like this. I'll try to break this down in an easy manner. One.
I like that.
Yes.
Numbering. B.
Yeah. 1A. A month ago, I was standing in my bathroom brushing my teeth when a framed picture flew off the wall and landed at my feet. It was so strange. Emphasis not mine.
Okay.
It did not just fall straight down, but outward. The nail was still intact on the wall, and I was the only one home. I ignored the incident. Two.
Mistake. Okay.
Two weeks later, my sister was staying over at my house in our spare loft bedroom, and she said she smelled vomit so bad in the room. She looked everywhere for the source, but my house is clean.
That's right.
I ignored that as well.
They say sometimes the demons smell like sulfur.
Exactly.
But I just say people have AIDS.
And I just say people, you know, Dick Cheney's around. Or
yeah.
Someone like that. Someone high up in the Republican Party. 3. On the 4th of July, I was in my bathtub in the bathroom, as one does.
Yes.
And when I saw a black mass shoot across the room, there was also some sort of strange sound that was associated with it. I can't even begin to describe the sound.
Try. Because this is a written...
I,
essay.
And 4. July 7th. My husband told me I woke up in the middle of the night screaming and looking like I was trying to sleepwalk. He could not wake me up until he splashed some water on me.
Oh, that's intense.
In 10 years, he has never seen me do that in my sleep. And then the last one, 5, today.
She's not doing well.
Yeah, July 11th. I was watching the news before work, and all of a sudden, my blender turned on.
Ooh.
It was louder than normal. With my blender, the on button has to be pushed down along with the setting you want. The on button was pushed down along with a smoothie button. I have not used the blender in about 3 months. I was the only one at home. Anyone have any insight if this sounds paranormal in nature or what kind of haunting it could be? I'd appreciate any feedback.
Well, the smoothie is a message because in other countries, the smoothie is a euphemism for a Bojansky.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So I was thinking maybe it was the devil just trying to stay slim by making something nutritious and delicious.
Oh, no. I think it was there looking for some action.
For some action.
Yeah.
What about the other? Do you think it's a paranormal? So she had something fly off the wall.
Right.
That's a, what, projection? Astral projection? Is that what
that is? No.
What is that? Something?
Astral projection is when you leave your body.
Oh, okay.
And you fly into another dimension.
Ah,
or another planet.
There is flight. So I guess that can't be astral projection of the picture. What about the vomit we've explained, the Dick Cheney, or eggs.
Right.
The bats of the black mass shoot across the room. I'm going to go ahead and diagnose this one as shadow people.
Okay.
Which are the things that you think you see it out of the corner of your eye.
Right.
And it's sometimes a leftover spirit or leftover feelings or from an activity that's happened in the past.
See, we did some ghost busting right from here in the studio. We weren't even there. Yeah. You know.
And what about the screaming and sleepwalking? It's probably just a nightmare.
Well, she's a little stressed out with everything flying off the wall.
So I think that, this does sound paranormal in nature. In terms of a haunting, I would say this is just the beginning.
Right. Oh, you know? She's in for a whole...
This is how it starts.
Hell of a lot more.
This is like act one of the movie.
Yeah, this is nothing.
Yeah, this is even the end of act one where something like, what will happen?
Fasten your seatbelt.
Yes, to the next point. So that's our paranormal advice on advice. What do you have?
I have here, Halloween is a sexy time.
Apparently. It wasn't sexy when we were kids, but it's super sexy now.
No. And when we were kids, I mean, really, everybody had a scary costume.
Yeah.
Adults, kids, everybody.
Yeah, they were. Actually, you're right. They were really freaky.
Yeah. No adults. You wouldn't. Yeah. Adults were never in, like, tights and.
Well, I just remember everybody was either a witch or a warlock, a wizard. Like, you know, something that was, like, more true. A black cat, a bat, things like that. People weren't as creative. You didn't have anyone going as, like, Reagan. Which is kind of scary, I guess, in a policy way.
So when did it happen? Was it the late 80s, the 90s, when people started to sex it up a little bit?
I'm going to say 90s, I feel like. But I don't know, because in the 80s, I would have been too young to be sexy. I was probably still wearing a costume.
No, but you would have seen other people be sexy.
That caused a rash. You know, like the ones with a mask that give you acne.
Right.
So do you have the... When did it start?
I don't know. We're going to put it in the 90s then.
Okay, let's put it in the 90s.
All right. That coincides with the time that, like, Brazilian waxes came into it.
Which apparently now are out.
Out again.
I've heard, yeah. And I was reading an article that said arm hair is back.
Arm hair is
not
back.
Not crazy arm hair, but just your natural amount of arm hair.
Right, and you can dye it, too.
And you can decorate it and dye it. So that's back, and also bush is back. And some women who had everything lasered off are now feeling ass out.
Yeah.
Literally, ass out. So.
Yeah, ask a waxer. Say, what's in? They say, oh, everything.
Yeah, anything that I can charge you for is in.
Yeah.
Bush, that's not in.
All right. So here I have 10 tips for finding romance on Halloween.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, because basically I want to backtrack a little bit before we do that, because Halloween traditionally was a time when you met a partner.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So people didn't live very long. They had short lifespans. And so it was essential. Hook it up quick.
Yeah.
And
procreate.
Right. And so on Halloween, they would bob for apples because if you cut an apple in half, you slice it.
Looks like a butt.
It
isn't that what this?
It looks like a butt. See, maybe that's what they were really trying to say, but the inside where the seeds are looks like a pentagram.
Oh,
and
I didn't know
so
that.
The pentagram is a sign of fertility.
Okay.
And so they're like, oh, so apples are for us. So people would bob for apples, and whoever would catch the apple is the next, or in their mouths, would be the next one to be married.
I didn't know that was a tradition. I remember bobbing for apples as a kid and being like, damn it, my Jerry curl got wet, and now the stuff is in the water.
I know. I remember never wanting to do that because I thought it was gross.
It is gross, especially people when there's spit. Jerry Curl juice in there. Where there's like a slick on top of it.
Yeah, so being sexy at Halloween and finding some romance isn't new.
No, it's old.
It's old.
So maybe that's why it's appropriate to have the sexy costumes.
I guess
it's coming full circle.
Right. Okay, so here's 10 tips for finding romance on Halloween.
Okay.
First of all, if you're going to...
that was a hell of an intro. I am so ready.
If you're going to a costume party, you must wear a costume no matter what. No excuses. You know, the lame people... throw a Halloween party and nobody wears a costume.
They're like, I'm coming as myself. It's like you're going out as yourself as well.
Or they just wear like cat ears.
Yeah. I'm a cat.
Yeah. Use your disguise to be daring, bold, and flirty. All right. Number two here. Choose a costume that makes you look and feel so great that you can confidently make the rounds at a party.
What would that be?
Here's the criteria. It has to flatter your figure.
Okay.
Make you feel sexy and is fun to wear. Nothing is better than people telling them how great they look. So
I've always wanted to go as Marie Antoinette. I like the wig.
Why not?
You know?
Well, you could go as a sexy fairy, a foxy lady, or the Queen of the Nile.
Okay. I feel like you are going to be competing with lots of other Queens of the Nile,
though. I think so. Yeah. But don't choose a costume that's over the top, scary, or grotesque.
I want to see your walking. That's Walking Dead.
I know. This is what Halloween is about. Don't be a vampire or a zombie from The Walking Dead.
I just said to be a zombie from The Walking Dead.
They don't want you to have bugs crawling over you or carrying a severed bloody leg.
I do.
It said, this is the night to be sexy and interesting, not creepy and awful.
No, it's the night to be creepy and sexy. Greg and I were just talking about it. For those of you who don't know, my husband is white. I am African-American. Mm-hmm. We wanted to go as Rick and Michonne.
Oh.
But zombie Rick and Michonne.
Nice.
And I thought that would be a cool. That's like a sexy, creepy costume.
That would be. Oh, my God. You guys would be great.
Yeah.
That's a great costume.
We're putting both of those things together. It's no fun just to be sexy and no fun just to be creepy.
Right.
You know, why not creepy and sexy?
That would be great. Or, no, what nobody's done is the stripper zombie.
Zombie stripper is always good.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. Yeah, you could just...
I haven't seen that on The Walking Dead yet.
I think any... Oh, you mean on the actual Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Like a zombie working
and
a
pole? And I haven't seen it on Halloween either, yeah.
Zombie stripper, I like it.
Yeah. Get a Kinos.
Yes, to do zombie stripper. She would love that.
Yeah. Let's see. Don't choose a costume that's so odd it will scare people away from you.
I don't know.
Some no-nos are pregnant Tinkerbell.
Huh?
Or
what if you are pregnant and you just want to be Tinkerbell? Yeah. So pregnant women stay at home that night.
Right. Or wet shirt lady.
I don't know what that is.
I can imagine, but why would it bother somebody?
Yeah.
All right. If you're stumped about an original costume, go with a play on words.
Dictator. You just put like a potato on your penis. That doesn't, yeah. It's never good. You know, bag or ride on there. Nothing.
Oh, cat burglar. Chick magnet.
Oh, those are lame.
White on red. Oh, serial killer is the worst.
What is serial killer? Like, it's just a guy in a suit? That's what I imagine.
No, he has the boxes of cereal with knives in them.
And where does he put that?
Whatever he does.
He's just like one.
Yeah. Or spice rack.
Boo.
Yeah, no kidding. Don't choose a costume that requires you to be with a pack of people all night to pull off.
Unless you're going to be with those people all night. Like, I actually like it when I see a group doing... one thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So for example, like if you were to do the entire cast of Walking Dead,
you could actually pull it off.
Get Daryl on there, get Maggie on there. Like, I think that would be interesting. Yeah, you'd have to stay together though as a team.
Right. But if you don't want to be a whole bag of M&Ms or the cast of Glee.
Yes.
Have you ever been shackled to somebody
for a costume?
For a costume where you really had to be together?
I haven't been, not for Halloween, but yeah, I've been in a costume where I had to be
for Halloween.
With another person, and I was just like, well.
I don't need to hear about that.
Yeah, I want to be the front part of the horse is what I'm saying.
Okay. I was once for Halloween, I was part of a table for two.
Which one were you?
Well,
how did this work? Did you guys wear a table?
We wore a table. There was it's a piece of plywood. With two holes cut in it.
Who made this?
And then we glued like the forks and knives and the candles and like the dishes on the table.
Oh, that's awesome. I hope you like this person.
Oh, yeah.
At least for a couple of hours.
It was funny because we would walk around together, and she was a little bit shorter than me.
So, wow. Was the table, like, at a slant, is what you're trying to say? You should have had, like, a pack of, like, matchbooks to be like, no, we'll prop it up.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. A table for two.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun for a while. And you did have to take it off every so often.
We could go to the bathroom.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're looking for an excuse to approach someone who you want to meet, just compliment them on your costume.
That works for anything. You can always compliment anybody on anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Use this to your advantage and march up to that cutie and say you love his disguise.
I love the bug curling over your face.
Yeah. You will have him eating out of the palm of your hand.
No, why are people still using that?
Yeah, right? Oh, that is such a
eating
offensive,
out of the palm of your hand?
Offensive phrase. Eating out of the palm. Yeah, he was so dumb.
Yeah, he was eating out of the palm of my hand. I guess like a dog.
Yeah.
Right? So that's not a positive thing.
Right. Choose a party. Yeah, like it's like when an animal, you know, is so afraid of you gaining trust. That's the kind of people I'd like to be around.
Yes, and that's how I like to treat people that I meet.
Yes.
I want to trick them into eating out of the palm of my hand.
Yeah. Choose a party that's not too large or crowded. It's tempting to go to the party that's boasting 1,500 person turnout.
No, it's not. I have never been to one of those huge... Have you ever been to a huge, like, New York City party?
Yeah.
How was it?
Well, if you're younger, it's fun.
That's true.
So it would be fun now.
Yeah. Yes. My costume's a time machine.
It has an all-night open bar and celebrity DJ. But you will only be a C at and be seen party. I read that wrong. But that will only be a see and be seen party.
Okay, I heard CNBC party. Like the network. Is that the party that
that's
we're talking
it,
about?
That's it. Choose something that's a little more intimate, but you can meet someone, actually get to know them. I'm sorry, but you can get to know somebody if there's 1,500 people
It
there.
Doesn't matter. If you want to get to know someone, the amount of other people around should not stop you.
One of the best parties I went to was a New Year's party on a battleship, on the Intrepid.
And did you meet anyone?
Or yes.
There you go.
Yes.
I feel like the more people, the more opportunity.
I met.
The more choices you have.
I can tell you how many I met.
Hello, sailor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And number 9, pace yourself with the drinking. It's okay.
Yeah, man, possess yourself. You got to slow it down.
Come on.
Yeah.
I got one speed.
Yes.
That's all the way.
Yes, full tilt boogie.
Yeah.
I heard a great term for drinking quickly. It's a Scottish term called I necked it.
I necked it.
I grabbed the bottle and necked it.
Wow.
I like that. Because that's exactly what I do sometimes.
You necked it?
Yeah, it just looks like that.
It just the whole thing goes.
Just chug it down.
You'll be popular if you keep saying that.
Yeah, I necked it.
Pace yourself with drinking. It's okay to lose your inhibitions a little bit, but it's not okay to lose your mind completely.
Hold on. You want to lose your inhibitions just a little bit.
Just
really?
A little?
No.
You either have them or you lose them.
Yeah, you either have them or you don't, right?
Yeah. It says here, people sometimes stir up a little mischief on Halloween, so be aware and alert.
Okay.
And never leave your drink alone when you head to the dance floor. That's true.
Okay, but that's not mischief. That's roofing somebody.
Yeah, that's crime. Yeah.
Like, that's not mischief.
Yeah.
It's not like you go away, you come back. It's like someone put a spider in my drink. He's like, no, someone put Rohypnol in your drink.
Yeah.
And stuck the tip in it. Yeah. Get out of there. You know, not a good thing. Mischief.
If you're interested with someone, get their email or cell number early on so they don't disappear in the sea of costumes. Hey, you!
I know I just got here, but I want to get this for later in case I want to tag it.
I want to see you again.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's so many zombies here.
Yeah. Okay. So once you have these people, once you're making contact with these people, here's some dating pickup lines.
Oh, no. At the Halloween party?
Sure.
Lay them on me.
Okay.
Sell these, please.
All right. So here we are at the party, and these are the things you say.
Okay.
I'm trying to work up the nerve to ask you out, but I've got butterflies in my stomach, and worms, and maggots.
To which I would say, you know, when you work up the nerve, let me know. Peace out. Let me know how it turns out. I'm giving the rebuttal.
The next one, that skeleton over there wanted to ask for your number, but unlike me, he didn't have the guts.
Well, let me go over there and see what I can do for him. Peace
right,
out.
Right. Tricks really aren't my thing, but you're sure a treat.
I only turn tricks. Peace out.
To the cubes, if you see a cute zombie.
Okay.
You look dead sexy. Mostly dead, but still sexy.
Oh. These are terrible.
To a pirate, what kind of booty? I mean, wait, I just slaughtered that to a pirate.
But that's how that line would get delivered. What kind of booty? And then the person just walks off. Peace out.
For those who are interested, that's quite a booty you have there.
Oh, boo.
It's almost midnight. I can't wait to see what you turn into. Ew.
Huh? Are you just like a pumpkin? Or like, what's the... Okay, I'm not sure. I guess if you're a prince, to a princess, right? Or a prince.
Here's one, though. It's a good thing we're not in the horror movie. The pretty girl always goes first. No, the slutty one always goes first.
No, yeah, the one with the big tits.
Yeah.
Who goes running in front of the screen, jumping up and down. Yeah. Right. After her top's been ripped off and splattered with blood.
So there's so
I like it.
All right.
So I have some, another crossover piece. I have some hashtag penis news.
Ooh, this is Jaquetta's favorite segment.
Yes.
Wherein we report on penises amongst us.
Yeah. You know, dick updates, scrotum stories. Mm-hmm. And the penis, what is the member on the move. So I have a tale here from the Hopi Indians.
Okay.
It's a folktale explaining the peculiarity of the male anatomy, a.k.a. the peen.
Okay.
So this guy writes here, Peter Kohler writes, I have a penis. It's an ordinary...
Good, sir. Good for you, sir. It's well done.
It's an ordinary part of my body that has been hanging around for as long as I've been doing the same. Sometimes it tucks in close, just kind of rides along. So other times with desire, it reaches out to the world. Some of its moods and antics can be quite amusing.
Reaches out to the world. All right.
So penises make constant appearances in myths and legends.
Yeah.
And here's one from the Hopi Indians. It's called Ok Ok Ok. I don't know how to pronounce it. O-Q, O-Q, O-Q. Mm. What, O-Q, Ok.
I like what you did with it.
Ok, Ok, Ok. Anyway, here we're going to take a look at the story from the Hopi tribe, native North America, that tells of a spring-fed pool beside the cliff where the women came to bathe. Naturally, when the women washed, they lifted up their dresses.
For sure.
As one does, because you got to clean yourself right. often when they did that, they heard a voice issuing out from one of the many small holes in the cliff. Ok, Ok, Ok. It said.
Okay.
The women would listen, intrigued, and sometimes examine the cliff to try to locate the source of the sound, but they could not find it.
They're like, is it a bird?
Yes. What is it? One afternoon, however, while the women were taking a bath, one of them happened to notice something protruding slightly from one of the holes in the cliff. It had a big head and was entirely bald and seemed to be the source of the voice.
Okay.
Eager then to find out if they could really get it going. All of the women...
Get it going.
All of the women stared up at it while pulling up their dresses and splashing water onto their vajayjays to wash themselves. Okay. Emphasis my own.
All right.
This caused the thing in the cliff to push out even farther. Ok, 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 it went. In response, the women wanted to see more.
Oh, sure.
So they brought their hands down, spread their legs, and exposed themselves to the thing.
That's scandalous.
And now the thing on the cliff strained out to its utmost, better to see the fine display. It jutted out until it lost balance and fell, dropping to the ground head first. When it struck the rocks, the top of its head cracked open.
Oh.
As we can see, the thing that had been ogling the women the entire time was a penis.
Just a penis.
And that, boys and girls, is why penises are now split on the top. And seen.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? A Hopi folktale.
So we all learned a little bit of something.
Yeah. It was interesting. I did a little background research on this. Apparently, this tribe was very frank and had a lot of stories about sex and sexuality. And this is just one of their stories explaining, you know,
wow,
how things are. Not lewd, as far as they're concerned. Just like a folktale about a curious dick. So that is my folk legend, my folk
fantastic
tale from the Hopi Native American tribe about penis news. We never hear about these kind of tales from the Native Americans.
Of course. Well, we know the thing is we never hear these stories, period, because of all the Puritans.
Yeah.
Not the pilgrims, the Puritans that came to town.
I bet there's some great stories about sex and sexuality from Native American tribes that have been squashed.
Oh,
but
sure.
I like Ok, Ok, Ok. That's what the penis says.
Right. I'm sure what is the book? Women That Run With Wolves.
It'll probably be in there.
It has a couple of things.
Chapter 69, Ok, Ok.
Right. Very nice.
Yeah, it's my penis news.
Okay. So I have a little bit of, I was looking for scary stories.
Okay.
And I came across this and it said, do they leave ectoplasm behind?
Do they?
Okay. Ghostly lovers have been recorded for a while, even in films, such as the movie The Entity with Barbara Hershey.
Did you see that?
No.
Poor Barbara Hershey.
Really, what happened?
I don't know. I just think of her as, like, she always just plays these characters that are unfortunate.
Yeah. Great name, though.
Yeah.
Whether they are real or fantasy of lonely women, you may never know, unless you have one visit you some dark, cold night.
Uh-oh.
So I have two.
Awk, awk, awk.
Yeah, right. And so this is a story from March 24th, 1978.
Oh, awesome.
Yes. Mrs. June, a mature woman with a 10-year-old son, became obsessed with her Ouija board.
Okay.
This lead in turn to automatic writing. The entity she had, this led in turn to automatic writing. The entity she had contacted being a long-dead spirit called Leonardo.
Okay.
He may be dead, but he still knew how to write a good love letter.
Yeah, he may be dead, but he can still get it up.
Mrs. June claimed. He even claimed to have wanted a child with her. A few weeks
after... He claimed, or yes, she claimed that he claimed?
She claimed he claimed.
Okay.
A few weeks after the automatic writing had started, Mrs. June saw a floating shadow above her bed and felt her bedclothes move. Leonardo had arrived. And was, it seemed, furious over her use of birth control pills.
Really? Because it's the 70s. This is 4 years after Roe v. Wade, right?
Yeah.
He's still angry.
This doesn't seem to have...
He hasn't had a kid in, like, 5 years. Like...
This doesn't seem to have dampened Leonardo's lust much, claims Mrs. June.
Why would a woman on birth control dampen a guy's lust?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Why is that a problem?
Yeah.
She was quoted as saying, I would feel his presence, even his strength, a feeling when he wanted to make love.
Okay, his presence.
He was a competent lover and must have been on Earth as well.
Competent?
Yes.
All right.
But human love is more satisfying. With spiritual love, there is no warmth of flesh.
Okay.
Okay, so that was...
Well, what's he getting out of it then?
Yeah, what is he thinking?
I don't know.
Birth control. Why is that a problem?
I don't know. He's a spirit. Okay, anyway.
He's just anti-woman's rights, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Leonardo. All right, the next one here is from April, again, of 1978.
Okay.
This is another one.
A lot of what's going on in 78.
No kidding. Jenny Price, 20, of Shelby Lane, Wedley Castle, in the UK, claimed complete satisfaction with her ghostly lover.
I love British people. I achieve maximum satisfaction.
Her family had known about the house they lived that the house they lived in was haunted, but never told Jenny about it.
Okay.
So she's a young woman coming into her own.
In a haunted house.
And didn't know it. The first approach was to the elder daughter, Lorraine.
She was having none of it.
Yeah, but it merely touched her shoulder.
Not interested. It was a shoulder tap. She turned around and was like, no, sorry, wrong room.
Oh, it's Lorraine.
Yeah.
I was looking for Jenny.
Yeah. Sorry. I'll just let myself out. Poof.
Lorraine's like, wait a minute.
I know. Really?
Don't go. Lorraine. Then one night, while Jenny was sitting up in bed, she felt invisible hands around her neck.
Okay. That doesn't sound good to me.
Yeah. With great strength, the hands pushed her down onto the bed. She was so frightened. So frightened was Jenny, she couldn't scream. She thought the ghost was going to strangle her, but suddenly realized that it had other intentions. After that, she was afraid to go to bed in case the attack was repeated. And a week later, it was. She soon realized the ghost meant her no harm, however, and soon...
I guess. It didn't sound consensual.
I know.
So that sounds like haunting, but it was 1978.
Yeah, right? Things went. The ghost meant her no harm, however, and soon she started looking forward to its visits.
She just put food out for it and condoms.
Right. They soon started taking place as often as 3 times a week.
She reported it.
3 years passed and the ghost still visited.
Wow.
The biggest problem was how to get Jenny out of bed since she stayed there constantly.
This is someone who has discovered their body and is not going to let it alone.
She would stay there constantly waiting for her ghostly lover. Her mother, Olive, tried to get in on the action by sleeping in Jenny's bed for a week.
Are you kidding me? But does it say get in on the action? Because if it does, this author is my hero.
Yes, it does say.
Get in on the action.
Yeah, she slept in Jenny's bed for a week, but the ghost never showed up for her.
It's like, bitch, I know what's going on here.
I guess Olive and Lorraine looked
alike.
Olive had Ask the local vicar what he thought about the visits. And
oh, I bet he enjoyed hearing about them.
Yeah, if they were immoral. The vicar replied the ghosts probably weren't bothered with morals, so it was all right.
Really? Yeah. Once again, England. What is this, Church of England? This is awesome. Look, doesn't say anything here about it in the book.
Yeah.
I say go for it.
Yeah, they don't have morals, so what are they supposed to do?
Just make sure you're not using contraception, because we do have a problem with that.
Right. You hear what happened with Mrs. June.
Exactly.
She was a mature woman.
That's interesting. I like that.
We got the four R's. We heard three chords. We told it back. 209 West 40th Street. Hashtag Funk Life NYC.
Where did you find those? There were some. So I have a story here. Which one should I do? Oh, this one's kind of creepy.
Uh-oh.
Defining growls from my 4-year-old's room.
Oh.
By Amy from Canada.
Okay.
When my son was 2, he started to talk about spirits. He would tell me that they were in his room and they wanted to play with him. Once when he was 3, he was playing on the floor with his cars when all of a sudden he jumped to his feet and looked at me and said, "Who's that, Mommy? Who's that little boy?"
Yeah.
I know. I peeked around the corner to where he was pointing, and I didn't see anything, so I asked him, "What little boy?" There's no one there. He started to cry and kept saying to me, "Help him, Mommy. He's lost. Help him. He can't find his mommy." So this is a 3-year-old saying this.
Oh, you know. That creepy children.
And there's nothing scarier in a film than a little white kid.
Yeah.
living or dead. I didn't know what to do. He continued to talk about ghosts, and I thought maybe he was just playing around, but at 2 or 3 years old, I didn't know if he could make up something like that. It's a good point. Anyway, we moved to a basement apartment.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like, really? And right from day one, he started talking about a little girl and something dark with red eyes. He was afraid to be alone in a room. One night, my cousin and I cleaned his room, and I put him to bed. 2 hours later, he woke up screaming in terror. I ran in and tried to calm him. He just kept saying, "Don't let the big black thing with red eyes get me. Don't let him get me."
Oh, my God.
I swore I heard a growling sound through his screams, so I asked him to be quiet for a minute. He did. So this kid is screaming, but she's hearing growling in the background. When he stopped screaming, I heard a really loud growling sound. It sounded like it was right by my head. It was so loud I had to plug my ears. It was way too loud to be an animal. When it stopped, I screamed for my cousin to come in. She did, and I told her to sit on the chair at the end of the bed and just listen for a minute. After 3 or 4 minutes, we heard the growling again, so loud that the room shook. My cousin was scared, so she jumped up from the chair to the bed, and we all huddled there, scared to death. The next day, they moved out and never went back again.
See, that's smart. This is the first one we've come across that will actually, they actually were like, "I'm not taking this."
Yeah,
they
but left. Here's the, you know, the after story.
Okay.
So though we never heard about, we never heard the growling again, my son continued to talk about spirits. I feel bad because I told him it scares me, so he stopped telling me. This is like the grandmother who was like, never speak of this again.
Right.
He is 9 now, and I haven't heard him say anything since he was 5, but the other day he walked up to someone and said, "You see them too." The guy smiled, nodded, and walked away.
Wow. That's so
creepy. I know. Little kids are creepy, huh? There's a lot of movies coming out now with like, it happens every couple of years, and I wonder what it's a symptom of or a sign of the scary white kids.
Yeah.
Like white kids living on the floorboards. Yeah. They're down in the sewer system. They're like in the house that you moved into and there was never a little white kid in there before.
No, they're
like
they're
creepy little white kids. Yeah.
I watched the movie Hellions.
How was that? Is that like mini?
Not good.
Not good.
So basically this young girl gets knocked up.
And, as you do.
Yeah, this one does. It's Halloween.
She gets knocked up on Halloween.
Well, no, she discovers, she goes to the clinic and she finds out she's knocked up.
Okay.
And she goes home. And apparently this town is really into Halloween.
Okay.
And so there's a blood moon that night. So everything turns pink.
Okay.
And these little trick-or-treaters come to the door, but they're weird. And they have these weird bags over their heads and weird costumes, weird masks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start, like, vandalizing the house, and they're getting in, and you're realizing that they're not children. They're some other kind of
entity. What are they? Are they, like, little hairy,
Imps?
Or like
they're more
on?
Like an imp. They're okay. Hellions. They're,
okay. Oh, so is Hellion a synonym for imp?
Kind of.
Or a pixie kind of. Or a sprite?
But the movie was not great. Not very scary. And the music was terrible. Terrible.
Was it like... It was sorry. Like terrible as in the music was bad or it was like ill-timed and poorly matched to what was going on?
It was
on.
So bad.
Like it was like the Four Seasons
It was like this candy-ass heavy metal.
Oh.
With weird lyrics and, you know, taunting ha-ha-ha-ha-ha's in there. It was very, very strange. Anyway, it's a terrible movie, but the idea was that she was pregnant, and this is like the trauma that comes along with young girls who are
being pregnant
and not knowing what to do when they have these kinds of movies
will be
that symbolize that kind of fear. So when you're seeing these movies where little kids are coming by as the killers, that's about the fear of pregnancy, the idea of abortion, and the retaliation for having abortions, that kind of
considering. I like that. That's interesting. Yeah. I always thought maybe it too, it's like kind of the fear of the, like this intergenerational conflict kind of fear.
Oh.
So it's like these like young kids are coming along with their new ideas about how the world should be and that they're going to kind of take over the world of the adults. It's kind of what I was thinking. But it could be something much more fucked up than both of the things that we're saying.
Yeah.
Like we have no idea like where these kind of like stories come from, like what the genesis of these kind of stories is.
Well, you know, we talked about the different kinds of horrors, like the slasher movies that were prevalent in the 80s were the fear of AIDS.
Yeah.
Vampires are the fear of getting older.
Getting older, but also it could be, like the Bram Stoker was the idea of immigration, of mixing blood. Mm-hmm. So it could, you know, for different time periods, it has different connotations. Then we talked about werewolves, could be a food shortage or a shortage of resources.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting.
And zombies is the consumerism. And
because I wonder, like, in a lot of cultures, they're probably not scared of kids. Do you know what I mean? Like I haven't watched a lot of foreign horror films, but I just seem to notice that lately there's a lot of horror films where it's like, and it's always little white kids.
Yeah.
Like it's never like some like crazy Latino kids or like creepy black kids. Like it's always these little white kids and they're usually eight, not, you know, between the ages of like maybe like 6 and 8.
Little so they're pubescent children. Yeah.
Where's the horror film with babies? Where it's just like, could you imagine if you opened the door right now and there was like 100 demon angry babies out there?
That would be terrible.
Yeah.
No, I don't know how it would be. Do they have any powers besides crawling?
I don't know, but they would probably just suck the hell out of some breasts. I don't know. Like literally. Literally suck the hell out of them. Right. That's my horror film.
So they latch onto you?
They latch they get on and they never let go.
Oh.
For 18 years.
Yeah.
They suck all the money and the life right out of you. All right, what do you have? You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
I had this weird thing about Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah, originally you had a dance for your treat. Did you
really?
Know that? So you'd go out trick-or-treating and you go to the door and say trick-or-treat. But originally you had a dance for
How do you keep coming up with new things about holidays?
I don't know.
You had to dance for it?
Yeah. Most experts trace trick-or-treating to the European practice of mumming or guising.
Okay.
In which costume-wearing participants would go door-to-door performing choreographed dances.
Really?
Songs and plays in exchange for
treats. White people.
Yeah.
It's just funny because you don't, you know, it's like a stereotype of other cultures.
Yeah.
But like a group of like Welshmen.
Putting on a play.
Maybe 15, 20 strong coming to your door and doing the, dance. Yeah.
Some early versions of trick-or-treating, men paraded door-to-door and boys often followed begging for coins.
Okay.
Most of these
The men came and did like a piece from the Crucible and then these little kids came afterwards and tried to get some tuppence.
Yes. And that actually happens a lot in Central Park. Somebody will do some street magic.
Oh, yeah,
or do
a
dance.
And
then
a small child.
And a little kid will walk around the circle of onlookers with a cup.
And try to get something. Like, oh, here you go.
And you're like, fine. You know what? I just saw this whole thing. And I got a kid looking at me now.
I know. And I'm hoping the kid's getting a nice cut of that.
Yeah. Oh, they're not. You know that.
If I were the kid, I'd be taking like one of every third thing and put it in my pocket.
Yeah. Let's see. So mostly poor people did this. They would need the money. Okay.
So I'm just imagining. So people come around my door and they like trick or treat. I'm like, I need to see a foxtrot and a waltz.
Yeah. And then you
don't skimp.
And they were broke. And so you give them the
latest dance.
But then wealthy children were like, this looks like fun, mommy. I would like to do this too. Because they wanted to get out there and dance and have a good time. I'm sure it was kind of fun because it was like a given, slam dunk.
Whatever poor people are doing out of necessity, rich people always think it's cute and they want to do it too. Thereby taking the opportunity away from that Welshman who was just foxtrotting his ass all out there with his 10 friends.
So they wanted to join in on it. So then this door-to-door begging mostly stopped in the 1930s and reemerged, later in the century to distract kids from pulling Halloween pranks. So it was taken over, and all these kids could do it and kept them busy.
So originally it was adults, then the kids following them, then snotty rich kids ruined it for everybody, and now it's back to just kids coming around and asking for candy again.
Right, yeah, just to keep them from pulling pranks. So, but now...
Which we did anyway.
Yeah.
That's why there's it's Hell Night, because that's the night before Halloween.
Right.
Because they took away the ability of people to play pranks, that ability came back.
Yeah.
Because that's fun.
Yes, because it's not going to end.
No.
But you have to
egg people.
And nowadays kids can't really trick-or-treat anymore.
No, they have come up with this idea that the world is a scary place. Mm-hmm. It's actually safer now for children going than it ever has been. Like, it was probably more dangerous when we were kids going around to people's houses.
Right, because you didn't even know
because you didn't know what was going on.
You got people like in the 70s like,
yes. Hey, girls, like that kind of stuff. But so there's so much fear into it now that people don't go around and trick-or-treat.
Right.
I don't know. So I guess they just have, like, parties and things like that. Also, I feel like adults have really kind of taken over the holiday.
Yeah.
Because you want to go out
on
Halloween,
party.
Too.
It's a giant
And you don't need little Johnny and little Katie hanging around.
That's right.
No offense.
I know. I hear that all the time. Hey, little Katie, nobody needs you hanging around.
Yeah. No one needs the little Katies of the world hanging around.
Hey, guys, I just want to have fun, too. Get out of here.
Yeah, no one wants the little Jaquettas around either, but they can't pronounce it.
Yeah, right.
So they just say Katie. All right, so what else do you have? This is awesome.
Yeah, they used to wear, the costumes they wore really were animal skins and heads.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, we all knew that.
Yeah. Just a goat skin and a smile and a jig.
Yeah.
You're going to get some coins from me, my friend.
And, you know, nowadays, though... Animal shelters won't allow adoption of black cats around Halloween for fear they're going to be sacrificed.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, if I were going to sacrifice a black cat, I probably would have gotten a little earlier in the season.
Yeah, it does not adopt out black cats during the month of October because of the superstitions and concern that the wrong people might adopt them. And so all that stops.
So if you go in the month of October, it's just black cats looking sad. Like, really, they're taking the white cats, the tabby cats. Like, just us, huh?
Yeah.
What's up with that? Why does it got to be a black cat?
So then people are, like, in September, it's this mad rush at the
end. That's what I'm saying. You got to get your black cat early if you're going to do a sacrifice. Right. You think they don't plan ahead? They just think the day before Halloween, they're like, you know what? We didn't get a cat this year to sacrifice. Fuck.
Yeah.
Like, this is a planned, like, it's not like a last minute thing, sacrifice.
But they get a white cat and just kind of use that colored hairspray.
And spray paint it?
Sure, that'll work.
But if the other people find out, like, this cat isn't white, our Samhain's ruined.
The ASPCA provided a list of a few of the black cat adoption promotions that have been tied to the holiday.
They have promotions?
Then they have some, because they say, most people who go to shelters to adopt a pet are not going to adopt a pet to sacrifice into ritual.
Thank you for clearing that up. Why do you have to treat everyone like idiots all the time?
Right.
This is what
I'm talking
about.
So it goes back and forth. So some of the ASPCA is like, come on, just adopt them. And other places are like, no.
So there's like a tug of war.
Tug of war is happening.
I have to say, if I were going to adopt a cat, it would have to be black. Because that's most of my wardrobe is black.
Yes.
That way if there's cat hair.
Right.
It's not as prevalent.
That's
not as prevalent, but you can't see it.
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah. And if I come over to your house, you better have a black cat.
Yeah.
Or I'm not staying. Maybe gray. Sometimes I wear gray.
Yeah.
Navy blue, but I don't think...
Get a couple and trot them out to match your outfits, right?
Yes. I like my familiars to go with what I'm wearing.
Yeah. And studies show that Halloween actually makes kids act more evil.
Really? Well, what do you mean by evil, though?
Okay. What happens is that putting costume-wearing kids into groups and introducing a clear object of desire, such as candy, has been shown to lead to de-individuation.
It sounds like a football game or like any sports activity.
Yeah, like anything. Or Catholic school. You put everybody.
Yes! Or private school, exactly.
Right, you put everybody in the same outfit, make them all look the same, and now do the same thing. There is de-individuation. Yeah. You kind of lose your own sense of identity, your own moral compass.
It's true, because when I went to Catholic school, was that the first time I had to wear a uniform? It wasn't the first time I had a dress code, but mm-hmm. it was the first time I had a uniform, and we were pretty badass.
Yeah.
Like, after, because we would all hang out together, and we could tell who was in our Catholic school.
Yeah.
Because of the we had Black Watch plaid.
Yeah.
So we would hang out. It's true, yeah. We started smoking.
Yeah, de-individuation is the term that explains what happens when a group of maturing young minds begin to care less about the consequence of their individual actions, leading them to do things they might not do alone.
Wow. What if you dress them up as, like, you know, fairies?
It doesn't matter. It could be all bad fairies because you're all together in this group. We're all just fairies together.
It's like evil, you know, Strawberry Shortcake gang.
Yeah. So unsupervised costume children in groups are more likely to steal candy and money from non-costume kids.
So everybody better get in costume or you're going to get preyed upon.
Yeah. And masked children were significantly more likely to take more Halloween candy than they were supposed to if they believed no one was watching.
What do you mean by supposed to? That would be my first question. Is there a quota here that I'm not aware of?
Yeah.
That's interesting. But I think it just goes to show, though, that children are just like everybody else. You put a bunch of adults, I mean, we've all seen SantaCon.
Right.
That's supposed to be a time of joy and mirth.
Yeah.
And it turns into just, you know, people taking a piss in the, you know, the ATM
steps.
And chase.
Yeah.
Because they won't let them back into the bar. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That was some interesting information. All right. So I have another tale here. This is one that I know you'll like this one because it involves one of your favorite pieces of paranormal nomenclature.
Nice.
Subject, shadow person experience.
Ooh.
From Matt X. This is on shadowpeople.org, which is a really good website that has almost a decade of stories that people have sent in exclusively about shadow people.
Wow.
So we're checking out. It says, hello. Now, I did not experience this firsthand, but I was in the room when it did happen. My girlfriend has told me a few times she has seen, quote unquote, shadows dart out in front of the car or walking in the hallways, but they are very quick. On Valentine's Day this year, we decided to go on a short getaway trip. We were in the bathroom of the hotel, just trying to have a shower.
Just her and me, just
yeah,
two people.
Just doing our thing.
Getting clean.
Getting clean. When she reached for the shampoo and froze. She was just staring at the corner by the closed door. I asked her what was wrong.
Wait.
She didn't say anything.
She's like,
that's not the shampoo. This is just that something came out of it. But
she must. I can't. Okay.
Go ahead.
As per usual with a shampoo bottle.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
She was just staring at the corner by the closed door. I asked her what was wrong again. She didn't say anything. She just turned to me and said, nothing. I knew something was up. I asked her again.
It wasn't the shampoo bottle.
Yes. I asked her again and she repeated, nothing. And got really close to me. Now I'm like, dude, what's the problem?
Yeah.
Seize the moment, my friend. You're on a getaway. So I asked her if she saw a shadow.
Yeah.
She nodded. She said it was still there, just standing and slightly moving back and forth.
It's got to show. Sure. Moving
yes,
back and forth.
Back
right.
And forth. We quickly hurried out of the shower.
Yeah.
It was the shower really big? When you say you hurry out of something, I imagine it's like a large...
Well, that was their opportunity to really go big.
To go big.
For this.
Later, she told me when she had reached for the shampoo, the shadow had lightly touched her shoulder. As if to show her it was there. That's kind of creepy. So if you're in the shower with your partner, you're reaching towards a shampoo, if you will.
Yeah.
And instead you feel something on your shoulder.
And she doesn't say anything?
She didn't say anything about it. I guess she was too freaked out. The next morning, we tried showering together.
Well.
Going back for a second.
This time.
The shadow was still there.
Oh.
But this time it moved closer to the shower curtain, as if trying to see in.
Well,
she said,
I would too.
Yes.
If I were in a bathroom.
Yeah. She said by the time we were getting out, it was right up on the curtain just looking. Just wanted to share the experience. It was very eerie. And I even felt a presence in the bathroom, even though I did not see anything.
Ooh. But this sounds just like a really sexy scene, and this shadow person just wants to...
See what's going on.
See what's going on, yeah. And then maybe wants to get in the act.
Either that, or it's like the hotel manager.
Yeah.
Those are my guesses.
And
right
then, why don't they...
I think it's shadow people, though. Shadow people.
Yeah. Shadow lovers.
Shadow lovers.
Shower lovers.
So do you have any plans for this Halloween?
It's Halloween. Well, it's a Saturday this year.
I know. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be bananas. I don't know what I'm doing. What are you doing?
I don't know. That was a big thing for me, too, because it's on a Saturday. Yeah. So I'm thinking about, you know, is this Halloween actually going to start on Thursday and carry on through? Because there's going to be parties Friday night. There'll be parties Saturday night. I don't know. Last year we went to Eastern State Penitentiary. Mm-hmm. There's a big haunted house there in Philly. This year I think we might do something kind of related to that. Like I want to go to a haunted house,
yeah,
but outside of the city, so it's like nice and big.
Oh, right.
And it's not such a like a so crowded and you feel like, you know, when you're outside like in a field or in like a, you know, a manor or something like that, it's much more like Halloween-y to me than going into like a club.
Yeah.
Or going into an apartment building.
Or something.
Where there's a
like
haunted,
that.
It's like the haunted studio.
I'd like to take a tour of some haunted places in New York.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's what I want.
Merchant House is a great place to go. It's on the Lower East Side. I've mentioned it before. And they have tours. And they have a Victorian funeral that I went to one year that was really interesting. Mm-hmm. And they do spooky stories there. And it supposedly is a haunted place. So they might be having some kind of paranormal thing.
Right.
Check that out.
I did go to the Merchant House once. I enjoyed it.
Was it for a spooky thing or just regular?
No, just regular.
The spooky stuff is cool because of the, you know, it's an old place from the 1850s. Mm-hmm. And it still has that creepy feel.
It's super creepy.
So, anyway, happy Halloween to everybody who's out there. And hey, who know it?
Yeah, happy Halloween.
Bring out your dad! Bring out the
fucker! Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks. Going with this is, why are you looking out the window? Is there something out there? This happens every time we do the Hey Boo Know It. We get freaked out and start looking around the studio.
I heard something like that. Someone was trying to get in the door. It was very slow, too.
Really? Maybe it's the shadow.
Did you
reach for the shampoo? Don't.
I keep looking at this.
But no, I'm freaked out. Now I'm looking out the door like an asshole. Ladies and gentlemen, you should know that in the Hey You Know It studio, there's a huge window. And so there's no way that anyone could get in or out of here without
us
seeing it.
Yeah, they can.
How? Without
they can open up that other door and then crawl.
What other door?
The door to the outside hallway.
Oh, I would see. You can't see it, but I can. That's why.
Well, maybe you were like so like.
Yeah, see, you're a better person than I am because I always sit with my back to every entrance. I don't know if you noticed that.
You sit with your back to every entrance?
I mean, to
facing every entrance.
I sit facing. I sit with my back away from the door.
Yeah, this is the thing here.
You have your back to the door.
I have my back to the door because Jaquetta got here first. And she set up the table so she could see the door. And I'm just stuck on the other side. I'm just hoping against all hope that, you know, I'll be okay.
You got to get up early in the morning to get the shampoo. That's all I'm saying.